Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a tiger by the toe. Catch a wolf by the leg. Catch a bear by the foot. Catch a pony by the neck. Catch a unicorn by the imagination. Catch a fox by the... Well, we all know how to catch a fox. Welcome to Knot Vale.
Welcome to Knotcast, episode 322, High Level Polyworld.
Write that alphabet.
Yeah, that's my
cunnilingus technique name.
Cunnilingus technique.
Yeah.
For the Polyworld. So get her water cannon. Wait. Well, hopefully it's not a mud splash. That'd be terrible. Oh. Anyways, I'm Saverin.
I'm Fusswolf. No, you reminded me of, I was listening to a podcast. It was Unfurled, actually. They were talking about getting your partner aroused, you know, and it's like, and if he's sitting there with like this rock hard cock, or, well, we want to be equal, you know, if it's like a wading pool. And I was just like, oh, God. That's like, hilarious.
Does vagina work that way? I don't know. So, yes, it has been yet another week. And the world has not ended yet.
Despite its attempts.
Give it time.
Well, despite humanity's attempts.
Yes. Despite our best attempts, we're all still here. Mm. So, it has been a week of progress on my part. Stuff and things and prepping for siesta and doing Nightmare Nights prep and... I have to give a major shout out to my vendor guy. He had everything organized so I could invoice our vendors, and I got it all done in like 10 minutes thanks to it. I was like, everything was nicely sorted and noted on if they had one or two assistants. I was like, bam, got that stuff out there so fast. Because I remember last year it took me a while to do, and I was like, oh, God, it's going to be a bunch of work. Nope, not this time.
Nice.
It's nice. And... Yeah, Pokemon Go. I have walked. Actually, I wonder if there is a counter in the game. Oh, I think there is, actually. So, journal. Because I know I've hatched a bunch of eggs. Maybe it's in my, like... Okay, there it is. See, jogger. I have walked 44.6 kilometers, according to the game's... since I started the game.
That sounds like a lot.
That is...
Like 20 miles or something?
Maybe. So, yeah, like 44.6.
Oh, wait, no, because of Brexit, the value of a kilometer has gone down compared to miles.
Oh, shit. So...
Yeah. So you have to use the new conversion.
27.7 miles.
Bam!
Yeah, since I started playing the game when it launched. And just as a reminder, it doesn't count when you're fucking, like, on the road. Like, yeah. Once you go past 7 miles an hour, it stops counting. Mm-hmm. You can't catch eggs on a car. You can't hatch eggs on a bike. You gotta fucking walk. Mm-hmm. You can maybe do it on a skateboard. But doing things on a skateboard is how I fucked up my knees when I was a teenager. Because Tony Hawk told me that life is not a video game and I can't do a 900. But boy howdy, I can find a lip on a sidewalk and crack my knee. Oh, thanks, video games.
Why haven't you sued Tony Hawk, like, personally?
Because I'm not a dumbass. It was my own fault for being a stupid teenager. I got better. But, yeah, I have enjoyed the hell out of that, walking a shitload of distance, which is cool.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, trainer level 17. So that has been your Pokemon Go update. I had to explain to Fuzz the whole, like, methodology during dinner. We went to Dickie's tonight. He was like, so what's this net? Because there's a graveyard near my parents' house that has a fuckload of Pokestops and three gyms. And this is a graveyard in Fort Worth that has graves that date back to the Civil War. In fact, there is a Confederate Soldiers Monument, which is a Pokemon gym.
With that many gyms, those Pokemon got to be swole.
Yes. Until I kicked them out and took it over. But... Mm. There are literally Confederate States of America soldiers' graves in this graveyard. And all the location data is based on Ingress. So people crowdsourced the portals in that game. And so they got ported over mainly to Pokemon.
Mm.
There's no Pokemon in the graveyard, thankfully. Well, I wouldn't say thankfully, but it would be a bit...
That sounds like the name of some weird children's book. There's no Pokemon in the graveyard.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things. So basically, the Pokemon spawn points are based upon the highest concentrations of cell usage from Ingress. So if mm-hmm. you download Ingress on your phone and you're playing both Pokemon Go and Ingress, you don't really have to play Ingress, but you could look on Ingress's map and see where the concentrations of XM, the dots of light, are. And that is where the highest concentrations are, is where you're going to find the most Pokemon. So if you're looking at Ingress's map and you see on, like, in your Pokemon map, there's something that's like three paws away, if it's about 60 yards away, figure out which one of those looks about 60 yards and head in that direction, and odds are that's where the Pokemon's going to be.
Mm.
And it's some fucking high-level shit. Also, it's from real laziness on Niantic's part, but it's a good tactic. And me and Tester, we were basically trying to figure out what were the good spots here in our little circle here, and basically the little inner loop of the street uh-huh. where the Hutton Creek apartments all are is just a hotbed for Pokemon because... of GPS weirdness, there's just all these high concentrations of cell signal mm-hmm. right there, and so that's where a bunch of Pokemon spawn. So I can reliably go across the street and catch Gastlys, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like...
Don't get stabbed, I hear that apartment complex.
I drive through that park complex. I'm like, if I'm coming down the street, I'll be like, I'll take a left and just kind of mosey through the parking lot, see if anything spawns. If I do, I stop real quick, catch the fucker, and zip on.
Rolling up in there, stealing people's Pokemon.
Yeah, man. I'm in their hood, stealing their Pokemon. Team Mystic for life, yo. I'm gonna fucking just spray Articunos all over their fucking walls. Don't do that.
Is that like when you eat something that doesn't agree with you?
Yes. Well, okay, so...
Oh, God, it's on the walls!
This is Saverin Explains Pokemon Go to Fuzz
Again. Part 2. Right.
Well, there's the three teams, right? There's red, blue, and yellow.
Okay.
And their team logo is based on the three legendary birds from the original game.
Mm-hmm.
Moltres, Articuno, and Zapdos. And Articuno is the blue one.
Okay.
So it's the ice bird. So it's Firebird, Ice Bird, Electric Bird. Okay. And I'm Team Blue by virtue of Bob hit level 5 first. He's like, I'm going to go blue. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll go blue. And then Tesser hit level 5 and was like, hey, what team are you? I was like, I'm blue. All right, I'll go blue. And then mm-hmm. my sister's playing it, and she's like, what are you? I was like, blue. Okay, I'll go blue. So we're rolling around, and it's like, oh, shit, we're in the blue team.
You're going to fucking flip Texas blue, man.
Yeah, just don't go, you know, wearing blue everything in the wrong neighborhood or red everything. You know, if somebody shows up in all yellow around here, they'll just be very confused and they get shot by both gangs.
This sounds like such a violent mobile game.
You know, it is pretty dark when you think about it. You know, mass capturing Pokemon out of an environment and then transferring them to the professor and he sends you back a candy.
And I retweeted that thing the other day. Grinding them into fucking candy.
So pro tip, guys, for Pokemon mm-hmm. Go, do not spend any of your fucking Stardust at all until you hit level 20. So Stardust is basically the currency that you need to upgrade your Pokemon. And if you waste your powder, your Stardust, mm-hmm. on buffing your Pokemon at low levels, you're still going to capture shit that's way higher level than you'll ever catch at the low levels.
I've seen so much Pokemon buffing art on FA.
Oh, I know. And, like... Basically, it's like, I know some people that are developing some sick strats, bro.
Oh my God. Like,
you should totally fucking capture every Weedle, Pidgey, and Caterpie you can find, because those fuckers only cost 12. So for every 4 you capture, you can evolve one, and it gives you 500 XP. And if you save up a whole buttload of those little fuckers, you use a lucky egg to double your XP gain and just evolve those. Tester did that today and got 2.5 levels. He's level 20 now. So it's like... The game has, like, no fucking tutorial at all.
Really?
Yeah, like, their tutorial is shit. And, like, it really is the game. They pushed it out extremely half-assed to coincide with their, like, 20th anniversary of Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
So, like, they already had to patch it once with some security issues that people were getting a bit upset about. their permissions. They were like, yeah, we want access to your full Google account. And people found this out and were like,
oh, yeah, I saw Securite.
But they already patched that because they, they're like, oh, shit. I don't think it was more like, oh, shit, people noticed, but it was like, oh, shit, our programmer forgot something. And it's accessing, it wants all your information and not just your name and login, your name and email address. So, you know, it's a fun game. And like I said, I've walked 27 miles, according to the game, since I've been playing it. And that's a lot of distance for a game that's been out
5 days or something.
Yeah, I don't think I've walked 5 miles a day. I don't think so, but I walked a lot and my knees are really sore. Probably got some of it thanks to like GPS fuckery, like it loses track of me and I like spaz around a little. So it's probably not accurate. Fully accurate, but I know that I've walked quite a bit.
I would walk 500 miles to catch a Pikachu.
So when we went to Pizzarelli the other day, I told you that there was a Snorlax. And, like, I want to encounter a, like, either a coughing or the little little sprout looking one. I forget what it's fucking called.
Uh-huh.
Oddish. Oddish outside the fucking vape shop right there.
Yeah.
What's it fucking called?
Smoke piece.
Smoking piece, yeah. It'd be like, yeah, I caught this outside of the smoking piece shop. Yeah. Like, the first little one I got, I named it Blazer.
Of course you did.
And then, of course, I got a better one and pureed the first one. But anyway.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
I'm a fucking heartless Pokemonster.
Wait, aren't they supposed to be monsters?
The monster is you, the trainer, all along.
Sure. That's the ultimate lesson of Pokemon. The ultimate monster was Ash.
The whole time.
The whole time.
Kind of like how the humans are the Walking Dead in The Walking
Dead. Are The Walking Dead, yes. You remember a couple weeks back or whenever, I had joked that, like, you should totally, like, buy the Ash Ketchum hat so that people know why you're just wandering around randomly. Like, the next fucking day, I saw a picture on Twitter of a dude dressed like Ash walking around with his phone in his hand.
So, Tester and I have gone down to Addison Circle a couple times, that park on the other side of the airport here.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday, when the servers were mostly stable, Tester and I went down. We had a couple lures, and there's a nice cluster of Pokestops in that little shaded area. There's trees. There's a water fountain. It's real nice.
Mm-hmm.
And there's four Pokestops within, like, a 10. You move 10 feet, you can hit all four.
Nice.
And so, like, we started going there, like, and then there was a third guy, and then a gal came up. And it basically, we had, like, 25 people or so eventually show up. And there was a couple people that had the Ash Ketchum hats on. And it was this one gal who she had like a vest and she had the Ash Ketchum hat and she had a little parasol. Mm-hmm. And she was there with her boyfriend just catching Pokemon.
That's cool.
And
that's
I
so
went
cute.
There early. I went there this morning because I woke up and I needed to go to Fort Worth. And I didn't want to drive during rush hour. So I went by Addison Circle because I needed fucking Pokeballs. And there.
This shit don't just grow on trees.
No, and I'm not going to spend money on this game, and not for Pokeballs at least. I'll probably put up money in things. I mean, she'll
so
have fun with
the
it.
Game is free.
Yeah, right? The game's free.
You only have to spend money for Pokeballs and other
if you want to. Things. So you can get infinite fucking Pokeballs if you just go to Pokestops. Mm-hmm. If you're in a rural area and don't have Pokestops, you're shit out of luck. Don't play the game. You have to buy incense. You have to buy lures. You have to, if you want to buy lucky eggs, you can buy those too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not cheap. They're like a buck a piece. You can purchase, like, I was talking about Zia's inventory expansion. He's bought a couple inventory expansions, lets you hold more items.
Right.
But for the most part, the game can be enjoyed fully without having to pay a dime.
Right. Well, I was just thinking that because I was like, well, they spent a lot of money to develop this game, so presumably they're making their money back.
Though. Nintendo's, somebody posted this. It was like, if you invested money into Nintendo before Pokemon Go launched, you have now doubled your investment.
Oh, wow.
It has added like $9 billion to Nintendo's valuation and is making like $2 million a day.
Because this is the first time they've done a mobile game in the sense of a cell phone.
Yeah. They did their Miitomo thing and it didn't really take off because it was just really shitty and didn't work well on people's phones. This is Nintendo's real first foray into making a mobile game that's not on one of their handhelds.
Right.
And Nintendo has discovered that, holy fuck, money rains from above.
Wow. So I'm imagining we're going to see more little mini games or some sort of variation. They've already
said that they're going to make an Animal Crossing game and a Fire Emblem game, which are two major series for them.
Okay.
That they're going to make mobile versions of.
Mm-hmm.
But Pokemon Go has been like a massive runaway success that they didn't expect. And I mean, the game will slow down, I'm sure, after a while. But the thing is, it's getting people out of the house.
Yeah.
They're being social and talking to random people. I have had nothing but positive interactions with the folks while out. Like, I have been to a bunch of different Pokestops where people have put down lures. When Tester and I were at Addison Circle, when Tester and I were at Grapevine Mills, there was groups of people walking around with their phones out, talking and chatting, saying hi. I mean, like, you know, looking at our phones, people wave and they point to their phones and they're like, thumbs up. It's cool. And, like, I was at, the, you know, earlier today, and there was a kid and his mom walking around, like, and I'm walking towards the main cluster, and he's like, Pokemon! And I wave. And there was a couple of black ladies on their lunch there. There was a couple moms with their kids in strollers. There was, you know, a bunch of nerds. There was a dude on his bike. I mean, it's just like everybody is out and about and being social and friendly to each other. It's actually very positive. And that really helps because you're out there interacting with random strangers, and it's not, ooh, scary, look at these strangers. It's like, oh, they have something in common with me. They're all are trying to find these little pocket monsters. Yeah. I can talk to them. So,
oh, okay, that's last month.
And that has been your Pokemon 20 minutes with Saverin.
Yes.
I don't know, man. It's just,
I'm wondering how many people are at home that are like, fuck, we know this. I've been playing it like 20 hours a day since it came out. It's like, I'm sorry your co-host is video game retarded. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think it's nice to have something to be enthusiastic to.
Oh, totally. You know what's funny is that, like, you know, I'm not into video games, and I'm not playing this game at all, but, like, I actually end up, like, retweeting a lot of pictures because I just find them amusing.
Yeah.
The way people are talking. Like, I actually just retweeted one that an artist named Tardy tweeted that it was a picture that she took while at a cemetery, and it says private property, no Pokemon. You know, yeah. And little things like that. And, oh, man, did you see the picture Acello drew?
No.
Oh, God. He drew his, like, one of his hot femboy characters, Lane, like, just bent over, tail in air, but, like, there was, like, the Pokemon Go, like overlay over it, over the image. Like, he was a Pokemon. You could totally catch that ass. Nice. Here, I'll show you in a sec. It's like, hold on a second while I show Saverin some porn.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you shove a Pokeball in there, they're not going to be very
tight.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, like, he's a very easy catch because the ring is green and not yellow, orange, or
oh,
red.
See, I didn't know that watching this.
Yeah, so he's apparently a very easy catch.
That makes this image even better. Thank you for the context. That's hilarious.
Yeah, you shove it in, the Pokeball opens inside, it just inverts them. Oh. Open the ball, it's just a pile of guts and skin.
Oh, my God.
This is why you don't fuck like around those... the Pokeballs. It's matter transference technology. It works on Pokemon, but not furries.
It's like those implosion bombs that are, they had them in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and I think they had them in another movie where, like, when it blows time to go Pokeballs deep. God damn it. Someone replied on it. But it basically fucking...
You should put that in the Telegram chat, folks.
What, the actual image? Or
yeah, just, like, link the image into the Telegram chat. We have a Notcast Telegram chat, by the way.
Oh, yes, we do.
You should totally join that. You're missing out on some super hot bands.
Okay, vamp about Pokemon while I find the image on my phone so that I can copy paste.
Well, I can talk about something else. I can talk about Overwatch and the cool grandma character
that
they're adding in. I've spent a little bit of time streaming this week the public test realm of Overwatch, and they have made some very nice changes to the PC version. They've added in, they're adding a new character. She's the fifth support, Anna. She is Farrah's mom. Basically, everyone's like, I thought she was dead. And then she has a backstory where she got shot in the fucking eye, but didn't die. Basically, well, what happened is she got shot. The bullet went through the scope and, like, fucking, like, took out her eye because it shattered. Didn't kill her, but, you know. She's a support sniper. She has a gun that basically heals or harms depending on who she hits. So she shoots her ally, it heals them for a little bit. If she shoots the enemy, they get hurt for a little bit. She does fuck all of both, so she's not going to be a mainline support. She has a cool ability that will... It's basically a tranquilizer dart that will shut down any ultimate that it hits. It knocks him down for about 10 seconds or until they get shot. And her third ability is a grenade, which boosts healing for your allies and stops healing for your enemies. So it's pretty cool. She's a very good... she pairs well with other characters that have AoE healing. So like her and Lucio are best buds in terms of gameplay. And her tranquilizer dart ability can fuck up like lots of dudes. And her ultimate turns any character into a goddamn killing machine. If you play Team Fortress 2, it's similar to the Kritzkrieg from the medic. But for like 10 seconds, you get like 150% damage, 150% damage reduction, and 50% speed. So you get moving really fucking fast, and you're knocking dudes around. I'll actually have a video up on my channel demonstrating that here by the time the episode goes live, where it is basically I get charged up as Reinhardt and tear the enemy team in half with my giant rocket hammer. I didn't use an ult. I just was like, you're powered up. Get in there. And I'm just like, ah, swinging that fucker. Ooh. knocking dudes around. Yeah, I killed five of the enemy team out of six. And
you let one live so that they could tell their friends what happened here today.
Yeah. And basically,
just like it, Inglorious Bastards.
I got to stand there and do the emote pose while the timer ticked down to us winning. I was
with,
like,
with buttocks akimbo.
Yes. My giant shiny metal ass. Reinhardt's fucking fun. Like that dude. So there's that. This weekend's for a siesta. That's cool too.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're gonna have our own little dealer's room. You don't have a dealer's room? Fuck you, I'll make my own dealer's room.
Yep. With furry porn and jewelry and leather bracelets and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And possibly art.
Yep. And actually, I think I might bring a couple of my plush to sell off too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, I've got a bunch of plush here. I don't need all of them. I can sell them up for inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like, I have all this shit. I don't really need all this shit anymore.
The phase has passed.
Yeah.
I guess.
Hey.
Yeah. You don't need them in here so that when your other co-hosts crashes, he can cuddle with them.
Well, you know, he can cuddle with the Judy.
That's true, yeah.
I'll convert him to being a fur fag eventually.
Yeah, excellent. Good.
Yeah, he's like, because... he's over here, and I have the Zen's Pantsless Nick pick as my Windows wallpaper, and it has the Sampikos nude Judy as my OS X wallpaper.
Oh, that's great. It's like, whichever sexuality you are, I will convert you.
Yeah, one or the other. You want to fuck the fox? Great. You want to fuck the bunny? Great. Why not both?
That's right, yes.
Fuck everything. Remember, it's not gay if it's prey. All right.
I woke up tied. Wait, no. I'm sorry.
Man, that fucking pic that Nekogami did that got put in her Telegram chat that you should totally join.
Which one was this again?
The Nick and Judy, they're fucking, she's just like laying back tied up with him.
I didn't see it?
Fuck, man.
I looked at Telegram this morning and it was like, not cast chat, 440 messages.
Yeah,
and
we
was
are like, some wordy, wordy dudes.
And I'm like, I don't keep up that much.
I know where I put it where I can find it easily.
I may have seen it. I may not have. I don't know. There's a lot of...
There we go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
So he's taking a picture. Oh, God, she's got the belly bulge, too. Oh,
yeah, man.
I don't think those are kind of silly, the belly bulge pictures.
It's not really a belly bulge. It's just she's, like,
sort of propped up.
She's propped up a little bit.
Yeah. You know,
she has a little bit of bunny fluff.
Oh, bunny fluff. Yeah. Welcome to Creep on Judy Cast.
Snickigami. It's fucking hot. Anyways, so
I changed the name to Zootopia Cast.
Pokecast.
Zootopia Go.
God, running around like all these little finicks. Finick, finick, Pokeball Go. I swear to fuck, if you kill me with those little balls, oh my God, oh shit. Finick was caught. You let me out of this ball right this fucking second, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Did you see the drawing where Star-Lord is about to throw a Pokeball at Rocket, and Rocket's like glaring at him?
No.
It's funny.
Huh. I see it. Someone has they're advertising their podcast on FA. I'm like, really?
Oh.
It's on SoundCloud.
Cool.
They're on Patreon even.
And they're not us.
And they're not us. So I'm not gonna say much.
There are other furry podcasts out there.
No.
I know.
Also, apparently their episodes are all out of order on SoundCloud. Whatever.
Maybe moving that's on. The thing SoundCloud does. Maybe it's like,
here's our most popular episodes, and it's like all over the fucking place.
Yeah. There's probably a way to reorder them.
Yeah. All right. So it is now 30 minutes into the show, and we've talked about Pokemon Go, Overwatch, and furry porn. We are well on our way. So we should probably get to the emails for this week's show, because I have a hot date. Not really. I have going to be streaming Sega All-Star Racing tonight.
Oh.
With Flame a little bit later, starting at like 9 o'clock his time, which is 11 o'clock mine. So
have fun with that.
Yep. We're going to play video games. All right, so first email. First of all, you can always email us at notcast@foxsurface.com. You can contact us on Tumblr at notcast.tumblr.com. And you can send us anonymous messages that way. And, yeah. Did you have anything else you want to talk about, Fuzz?
No. You know, it occurred to me, it's so weird that, not counting Siesta, I have one con in the rest of the year.
MFF? And,
yeah, MFM.
Oh, MFM. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
It's only July, and I'm like, yeah, Tyrion's doing Rocky Mountain, Furry Migration, Midwest Fur Fest. Isn't that odd?
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, you did a bunch in the first half of the year.
Yeah, because, I mean, we had the extra con, like, went down to Haven Con, we're doing Siesta,
yeah,
stuff like that. But, I don't know, it just kind of struck me, it's like, huh. Yeah, I might take like a road trip or something just for taking a road trip at some point. Just
be like, yeah. I'm gonna go to Colorado.
Apparently, I've got like 35,000-40,000 fucking Courtyard Marriott points to use. So.
Nice.
that was just occurring to me. But I am kind of looking forward to just sort of bringing like a small selection of stock and some change and hopefully sell some stuff to people this weekend. So, yeah, I'm so tired. It's just a lot going on lately.
Okay, well, let's get to emails because there's not a ton of them this week.
That's good.
This one's titled Adult Problems.
I don't want adult problems. I have enough adult problems.
I know, right? Do not cast. Should I pursue and fight for a career even if I'm unsure if I actually want it? Like, I know I'll be great at it, and while I do enjoy retail, I'm just really on the fence if I want to constrict my life and interests that come with the career of being a department manager. It's just talking to people in those careers is kind of depressing, because it's basically their whole life. There is a whole lot more baggage and drama to that question attached to my working life right now, but I feel that that's the core of my problem. Thanks for the advice, Rayvar. Well, personally, I mean, if it gets you up the economic ladder a bit, you can basically see where that puts you and evaluate where you want to go from there. Like, more money in exchange for more responsibility, as long as the increase of money is commensurate with that, you feel, of the responsibility increase. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a career. I mean, you're not, you don't want to, I'm pretty sure you don't want to be the 50-year-old middle manager, balding and fat with a shitty tie, who hates his job and wants to kill himself every day. Don't do that, kids, don't. But, you know, if it's a step in the right direction and you're young, you know, you're not nailing yourself into it, I don't think, permanently. And if you think you'll be good at it, that might help you be able to move up faster into, well, more higher supervisory positions that are paid better. That's just my thoughts.
I totally missed that. I was replying to somebody in the chat that asked if we were going to talk about Pokemon Go this episode.
And oh, like, and they're like,
we did that for like the first half an hour.
Minutes.
Yeah. I mean, you should have. I mean, you should have your dreams, and you should also have a solid backup. I mean, and like, you know, retail is pretty solid. I mean, apart from when the stores close or whatever, but you could often, if you're like an experienced manager or something, you can often find something else.
Yeah,
in the same genre. I mean, I guess some people really enjoy retail, and like they feel that that's kind of their calling. Like, I wanted to get out of it pretty early on, but Kitsune Foof.
Oh, the sticker pack that I threw in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like,
that's one of my favorite packs. It has some of the good Fennec faces. I was like,
so many angry little Fennecs. Okay. I'm going to read. Holy fuck, Jeeves. I mean, hi. Thank you for providing content. Sharing content versus forcing it on others. Forcing it on others, in this case, being sending in a novel. Anyway, no. I'm just busting your balls. I was going to say your upside down balls, but you're not a roux anymore.
Just a bunny.
There's no such thing as just a bunny.
That's right.
I'm not some token bunny.
Yeah, and he's not cute either. That's their word.
That's right, yeah. Now, I could still call him, like, I don't know, some other...
Thumper,
yeah. Fucking Thumper.
That'd be like calling... God, I don't know. That'd be like calling a... Like, sup, Dr. Dre? Or, you know, go like... Oh, God, what's some, like...
Super white guy?
Yeah,
like, hey, Bill Nye.
Yeah. Hey, Bill Nye, or... Hey, Bush.
Hey, Mr. Rogers.
Hey, Mr. Rogers, how's it going? Hey, Eminem, what's up? You know, it's like pick prominent representative of individual race. You know, you didn't want to, it's like, call me Thumper? What the fuck, man? Do we all look alike to you? Oh shit! Oh god! Oh god! What, I have said too much. I'm gonna shut up. It's like that one Key and Peele sketch.
Oh, what?
With the racist jokes.
I haven't seen the racist jokes one. I was
the Office one where he's like trying to explain an ad campaign.
No, I don't think
I'll have to find it for you.
Okay.
Break.
Anyway, the one I've seen that I was amused was the guy who's gay and very over the top.
Oh yeah,
he's like, oh, this is offending you, right? Huh? He's like shaking his ass has, like, at a him.
Dick-shaped lollipop.
Yeah. And, like, the guy stands up at the end, and his boyfriend comes to take him out to lunch. He's like, is that the guy you're talking about? He don't like me because I'm gay, because I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
Key and Peele are hilarious. We should probably see Keanu at some point. Their movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It came out, I think, not too long ago. But anyway, sorry. Back to Jeeves' email. Dear Notcasters, I would like your opinions on a matter that recently came to light on my Twitter feed. I genuinely don't know if there is a right or wrong answer for this one, but regardless of my own opinion, I'd value yours too. So lots of people have been posting on Twitter about Pokemon Go, myself included. There are some people, however, who for whatever reason, location, lack of a phone that can run the game, lack of interest in Pokemon, English-style games, exercise, aren't playing the game. And yesterday, I had the following interaction paraphrased for ease of reading, but keeping the salient points with such a person. Actually, why don't you read other person?
All right. I wish people would hashtag their Pokemon Go tweets so I could mute it and not have it taking over my timeline.
aren't the people you follow your friends, or at least people you're interested in hearing from? Don't you want to see them enjoying this new activity, or at least respect that they're having fun sharing it with other friends who are enjoying it?
Yeah, but I don't want to hear about Pokemon Go. If people hashtagged it, I'd be able to avoid it. It's not like it's hard to just hashtag your tweets, right?
But why should I or others who enjoy the game have to go out of our way just to convenience you? Besides, hashtags are there to promote and make it easier to find out about things online, not the opposite.
What about conventions, though? You don't want to have AC stuff clogging up your timeline and you aren't there, so you mute it, right?
No. Like I said, if I follow people, it's because I want to hear what's going on with them. If that's hearing about the fun they're having at a con, great. If not, I'll just turn off Twitter for a while. And it just occurred to me that I totally should have done all the me in a Scottish accent if I'm pretending to be Jeeves. I'm not going to AC, but I want to hear about the shenanigans.
There we go.
The hootenanny. I'm not saying I'm right on this conversation topic. I'm not saying the other person is wrong. Although, I was not directing in any way, so Saren's interpretation of that would imply that, yes, the other person is wrong. And I think we're on the same page there. Nor am I saying that all people who don't play Pokemon Go feel about it as this person does. What I'd like to know is, do you think it's a reasonable request for people to tag their interests specifically so people can avoid hearing about them? We're not talking about not safe for work kinky stuff here, where such content might want to be filtered out, or a political situation you might wish to avoid in order to keep yourself from getting into arguments, but simple hobbies and interests. I understand that for anyone who doesn't play Pokemon Go, Twitter must be fairly hard to navigate right now. But is it the whole point of social media to share what's going on in your world right now and to read about what's going on in the lives of others you follow? So in my mind, the emphasis is on sharing and exploring and learning, not on selectively picking through what you do and don't want to view from people you supposedly are interested in hearing from. Otherwise, a simple unfollow is the solution. Actually, an even simpler method and less drama, potentially drama causing, is to mute. If there's someone that's just like one topic, and they don't talk about anything else for a period of time, you just mute them, check back at a few months, see if they're over that stage in their lives, and then, you know, unmute them if you want. As ever, your opinions would be greatly appreciated. Ever enthusiastic Jeeves the Bunny, plus his myriad digital PokePals, Scotland. So I'm kind of agreeing with you. I think that, and then like to go back to the convention muting thing, I've always kind of thought that was like a whiny little bitch kind of request. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to Anthrocon, so could everyone tag their? I'm going to mute the AC hashtag or. Or even worse, I've actually seen people being like, could people not talk about having fun in Anthrocon? Because I don't get to go. Substitute Anthrocon with FWA or MFF or anything, really. And, you know, I'm just like, there are so, you know, I just talked about I'm not going to any cons for the rest of the year, and that's kind of odd. I'm not going to mute the MFF tweets.
Yeah.
Mainly because I use a native Twitter app and it doesn't support hashtag muting. But if I did have that option,
Tweetbot.
No ads. Even when I use those
timed mutes, if someone's just going on a fucking tear, you can mute them for like a day, and their tweets come back.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool as shit. You can mute phrases, mm-hmm. mute words.
Yeah, see,
not just hashtags.
See, in that case, and I know I've used. I used to use. I can't remember the name of it.
TweetDeck.
I used TweetDeck on my desktop, but I had a different one on my phone for a while that allowed me to mute phrases and mute hashtags. Yeah. And what's handy about that is that if you don't want to hear about Pokemon Go, you don't have to do just a hashtag. You could just put Pokemon in there, and any tweets with the word Pokemon in them are just gone. I mean, and that's nice that Twitter allows you to do that, but you know, you're the one with the problem. If you're not wanting to see the tweets about the convention or the video game or whatever, you're the one with the problem. You solve the problem by muting or whatever. But it is not the job of everybody else
to cater to you,
to cater to that particular issue. Like, hashtags also use up characters in a very limited character medium. So if I'm if you say a tweet about Pokemon and you don't use the word Pokemon, like, oh, I caught this Arcanine. He had a really fat cock out at the Westboro Baptist Church today or something like that.
As you do.
As you do, right? And then I haven't used the word Pokemon in that tweet. I'm not going to add it and use up extra characters or have to edit out important parts of the tweet, like the bit about his cock.
Yeah, I mean, don't fucking commit word crimes to include a hashtag.
Yeah.
Spell it right or not at all.
That's right, yeah.
And
don't delete cock.
Yeah. You know,
it's basically, that's my response to Jeeves' whole email. Horrifyingly
realistic Arcanine cock red.
That's right, yeah.
But yeah,
but I mean, you get what we're saying.
If you look at, I'll admit, right now my Twitter feeds are a lot of fucking Pokemon stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm playing the shit out of it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like I posted a picture today. I was out walking my sister's dog. Mm-hmm. I was at my parents' house. And I posted an air photo of Zeus looking out. He was looking across the street, which happened to coincide with me turning on the air on my phone, and there's a fucking Zubat right there. Zubats are the fucking worst little Pokemon to capture. They have a super tiny hitbox, and they spaz around, and they're really kind of crap to begin with. And they're everywhere. They're flying rats. They're awful. And so it's this photo of him, like, looking down the street, mm-hmm. and there's Zubat right in front of him. He's like, no, go ahead. You can eat that one.
I wonder if you, when you go to see, when you go to the bridge over the Guadalupe River in Austin, and to go and see the bats coming out from under it, I wonder if there are Zubats down there. Yeah. That would be awesome. We talked about how there's not context sensitive like that, but it'd be funny.
Well, like, I found, at my gym the other day, it has enough activity to find their Pokemon to spawn. Mm. And, like, so I have a couple photos of basically Pokemon in my gym, like literal gym rats. And there's this one where this Pidgey is at the pinch point of the leg press machine. I'm like, Pidgey, no, move out of there. You're going to die.
See, I find, like I was saying, I don't play the game, but I find the images like that amusing because I'm sort of familiar with a lot of the characters.
The Venomoth. I have a Venomoth that I evolved, and his name is Googly because it has giant fucking googly eyes.
Oh, that's adorable.
You know, it's just little stupid shit like that that, you know, it's not hashtagged. And if somebody doesn't want to see that, then they can mute me, I suppose. I'm not going to.
Or they could go,
I'll just go on about what I'm into at the moment.
Right. Or they can go pound sand. I mean, they also don't have to tell you, and they don't have to bitch about it.
Yeah, and that's the bigger
deal.
Like,
there are people I have muted not because they talk a lot about what they're interested in, but because they're whiny cunts about it. Then I just mute them because I don't want the whining and negativity in my feed. But I don't go and then tell that person, oh, I muted you because you've been complaining about Twilight getting wings or something, you know? Not that you actually did, but it's just, and I'm sure I'm, you know, and I try to, you know, it's one of those empathy things where you're sort of like, I'm sure I am completely intolerable to people that don't care about Doctor Who when there is a big event like the 50th anniversary or the show's season finale is coming up or something like that, and I'm all, oh my god, Doctor Who, you know?
So I just retweeted a picture on my furry account. It's like, it says, this cop just pulled up to us and asked what team we were, then came out to play, and it's a, you know, there was a group of people walking out playing Pokemon Go, and a cop's like, hey guys, what's up? Oh, you're playing Pokemon Go? What team are you?
Nice.
And so it's a pic of a cop, got his hand in his pocket and his other hand in his phone, and he's fucking playing Pokemon's Go.
Nice.
So, well, that's cool. And, you know, there are people out there that I'm just like, I follow you because, like, if I unfollow you, you're one of those kinds of people that has an unfollower tracker.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you fuckers. So,
yeah. See, those cases, like, we were talking with somebody earlier who's, like, constantly pissing and moaning about shit. And I just muted them because I'm like, I know they would probably, like, making a bunch of subtweets and whining about me if I unfollowed them. So, yeah,
and that could be any number of folks. That's the thing. It's just like, you know what? For the peace.
Wait a minute. By complaining about this, am I like sub podcasting?
Oh my God, you're sub podcasting. You fucking bastard. How dare you sub podcast about indefinite number of people? You shitlord.
We should do a whole episode where we just talk about people that we hate without naming names and just call the episode sub podcast.
Nice. Yeah.
Nah, let's not do that. Oh, neck hurt. So, yeah, so there's that. Archive that. Archive the last one.
All right, so next one is an anonymous asked a question.
Okay.
Hi, Nauticasters. I learned from a friend recently that fetish and kink have technically different meanings. Apparently, a fetish is something that you cannot be aroused without. So, someone with a foot fetish has to be thinking about feet or doing something involving feet in order to get off. With that in mind,
I love having feet.
Are there people like who just have a proper them fetish for furry stuff?
Walk around.
People who cannot get off to humans and normal human sexual stuff. Normals in quotation marks here. Or is furry just a, quote, kink for most people like me?
A fetish is also like a kind of sacred item that it came up in like the Werewolf the Apocalypse games. You know,
yes.
You could have a knife that's a fetish or something like that. But it doesn't mean that you're into stabbing. I am quite sure
that there are people that have a, quote, furry fetish in a very specific literal sense.
Yeah.
That they're like, man, I can't fucking get off to this normal porn. I got to fucking jack it to Lola Bunny or Judy or, you know, Renamon.
I can only come when I'm slapping my dick into a bowl of banana pudding.
Yeah. You know, it's like, I can only, you know, I cannot achieve erection unless I'm fucking the bunny butt from that one company. You know,
right.
Bunny butt stroker. Yeah, you know, so, I mean,
or sure. Your fetish is exhibitionism, so you could only get off by watching the Nick Fox cock pumping the bunny, and you just sit there and you put them together and then you come hands free because this exhibitionism is just so hot.
That gif. I'm quite sure that there are people that are, I jokingly say, that far gone, but, you know. Mm-hmm. To each their own.
Fetish in the sense. So there's like, we don't generally use the word fetish in its actual scientific definition, which you're right. The generally the fetish from a psychological perspective is that thing has to be present in order for you to get off. I mean, in society, it
must be getting spanked by a nun.
In society, and just general talking, we tend to just use fetish interchangeably with the word kink. And that's not really grammatically correct, but people do it. But I don't know. I would think a fetish might be something that you want to deal with because it can be kind of limiting. And depending on what it is, you know, the circumstances may not always be there. You know, I mean, you might be with the love of your wife, the love of your life. But, you know, she might not be cool with the fact that you can't get off without your best friend from high school staring at you and making constant eye contact while you hump. Safford's playing Pokemon.
No, I'm actually answering a question I got on Twitter. Zia is asking if the Pokemon gyms actually train your Pokemon and gives them power up.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we're going about like you are the real monster in Pokemon, where like every Pokemon you get is imminently disposable once you find a stronger one.
Right. Yeah.
So like, I have my starter, some little crummy CP10 Charmander named Mr. Burns. And the moment I find the new Charmander, you're the new Mr. Burns.
Yeah, looks like we need another Timmy.
Yeah, exactly. I have named all of my top Pokemon.
Oh God, please share.
All right, so I have a Pinsir named Pinchy, a Flareon named Firestorm, a Golbat named Mr. Maw, an Executor that doesn't have a name yet, a Sea King named Fishstix. A Vaporeon named Vape Lord. A Pidgeot named Ace. A Dodrio named Tritops. I have a Scyther named Reaper, a Venomoth named Googly, a Kingler named Citizen Snips, and I have a Nidoran named Nidoman. Let's see. Do I have anything else that I've named? Not really, because they're all. Oh, I have a Ponyta, which is so they can come in. They come in extra small or extra large.
Uh-huh.
Like they have size variants. I don't think it has any effect on their actual performance. It's just like this is a small version.
So yeah, this so is size a, doesn't matter. Yeah, is what you're saying.
So this is a Ponyta that is extra small. It's only 18.78 kilograms and is 0.85 meters. So it's this little. It's a size of a dog. So it's about a My Little Pony size Ponyta named My Little Ponyta.
Of course,
because of course. And yeah, my CP12 Charmander named Mr. Burns.
Nice.
So I name my Pokemon that I intend to keep.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something disposable, then I don't name it. But if it's the best one I have of a given time, it's like, you get a name. You get to stick around. You get to live.
This
is your slave name.
I was just also remembering this really amusing comic where the guy was like, when you catch a Pokemon that's like way above your level.
Yeah, I'm the trainer now.
No, he's like, but I'm the trainer. And the Pokemon says, you are nothing. Yes. What's the Pokemon? It's like Macho or Macho.
No,
or...
he gets a fucking Jigglypuff. Or
no, it's the big buff.
It's a big version. It's a big buff version of it.
Oh, is
yeah.
It? Oh, I thought that was
a specific... It was just basically it's a hyperbole in drawing form. It's exaggeration. Okay. Gotcha. It's a super mega buff.
Because isn't there a little purple one that kind of has that body shape?
It's a Machamp
or Machoke. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. Machoke, my cock.
Yeah, the Machamp is the one with four arms, if I'm correct. So it's kind of like Goro from Mortal Kombat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does he evolve into Goro?
No. And he doesn't rip his enemy's limb from limb either. It's kind of unfortunate.
Poor Pikachu. He was so young.
He just uses all four arms, just like compress him into a Pokeball without being energy conform, you know? It's like,
and then just throws it back to Ash.
Here's your Pokemon back.
It just splats off of Ash's forehead. End of season one. Why?
And then it's like, I don't think the Pokemon Center can fix that, Ash. To be continued.
Fuck you, Misty.
Quick, get a super potion. It's like the fucking the potion's like little spray bottle things. Like, it's not working. It's not working. Anyways.
Oh, that went dark.
Let's see. Oh. So, Anonymous asked a question again, Fuzz.
This one's mine.
It's only 922, Fuzz. Get it together.
I'm sorry. If the Notcast crew were WWE wrestlers, what would their finishing moves be? Would Saffron have the screaming doggo suplex, Fuzz the femboy paddle powerbomb, and maybe Shiva would unleash her L-shaped couch clothesline? If you have your own ideas, let us know, brother.
So if Saffron were a WWE wrestler, he'd probably be a lucha or Japanese style wrestler, because Saffron as a character is a small little finnick. He's like 4'8" minus ears. Because the character's, you know, canonical, I say that size. And if he's in Zootopia size, you know, if he's Zootopia size, then he'd, you know, be even smaller and even tinier.
He'd be 2 foot something.
Yeah, he's like 2 foot minus ears.
Mm-hmm.
Finnick was. So Saffron as a character is pretty small, so he'd have to be a like agility wrestler, and he would have like some crazy like spinning suplexes, ankle trips, ankle bites, you know. It's like the ankle biter. Oh god, he's got him in a reverse ankle biter suplex. He's pinned.
Burrows into his opponent's shorts and literally punches his dart star.
God.
Till he passes out.
I'm going to wear you like a puppet.
Due to bruised anus.
Oh, God. I think that'd be a disqualification. And WWE disallowed getting color in 2008, so they keep it clean now.
Getting color?
Oh, fuck, I just dropped some fucking lingo. I hope Marcus Noble appreciates that. So getting color was when they cut with the razor blade, and they'd get blood.
Oh.
They
like before the match to look badass?
No, it happened during the match. There'd be like concealed razor blades, and they would be like, oh, for extra dramatic effect, they'd cut their forehead or they'd cut themselves.
Oh, I see.
And there's I forget what it was, but basically it's like showing off some of the most fucked up wrestlers who had done that for a really, really long time and like just how fucked up their skin looked. Like the son of the Iron Sheik was doing it for a long ass time, and like he got fucked. He's fucked up.
That sucks.
Shit, the dude that was Mankind, Dude Love, Cactus Jack, that guy, he lost a fucking ear from a rope.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, like he flipped over the rope and got caught, and the rope got underneath his ear and just fucking sliced it off.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so like wrestling can be pretty fucking hardcore, but
I mean even if it is acting,
it's all stunt work.
Stunt work. And stunt work is fucking dangerous. You're still getting
kicked in the fucking face. It's just deflected.
Oh god, did you hear about that poor woman that got all fucked up on Fury Road?
No.
Oh jeez, this stunt woman was working on Mad Max Fury Road, and like her face was crushed and degloved.
Oh my god.
And that's like one of the more minor injuries.
And she didn't die.
She's still alive, but she also has like multiple fractures and breaks everywhere.
Holy shit.
You know, just and like the stunt community was trying to get together and like crowdfund money for her.
Yeah,
her medical needs and stuff like that. But something went wrong on that set, and you know, she didn't get killed. She just got really fucked up.
Yeah, she probably was like, I wish I died. But then again, probably not.
Yeah.
But no, in 2008, WWE went to a PG rating, so they don't do cuts or blood anymore.
Mm.
Because it turns out...
it's like when Mortal Kombat took the blood.
Turned to sweat.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, basically since then, WWE has seen a huge resurgence in popularity, and it's still going. And I occasionally watch it when I'm at the gym on Mondays, and so I see characters that I recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Like, holy shit, I remember those dudes from like the late 90s, early 2000s, and I'm like, you fuckers are still around?
Hell, I still hear people's, like, I could have watched it, but like you hear about it and you hear about the familiar names, and you'll hear that someone was doing something, and I'm like, wait a minute, they were wrestling in like the mid 80s
when they had, like,
people in school were talking about it.
And the Heartbreak Kid or whatever was back in the ring, like talking hot shit for a promo. The Dudley Boys, and this is actually pretty funny. So it was New Day, which is a three-dude tag team plus some random other wrestler, versus the Dudley Boys, which are some old-school tag team guys, and the Vaudevillains, which their shtick is 1920s strongman.
Mm-hmm.
So they have like the weirdly slicked hair and the pencil mustaches and the unitard things.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was a really fun shtick, and they do those sort of like the exaggerated motions and the ho-ho, and they do little fisticuff fists.
Right. Actually, they're pugilists.
Yeah, they're really entertaining. Actually, Marcus was linking in the Telegram chat the shirts that he had, and it's like quite manly, and it's like one of their shirts.
Oh, yeah.
And they're heels. They're the bad guys, him and the Dudley Boys. But it's just like, oh, these are really, it's entertaining to watch while doing other things.
Yeah.
Like, and I hear a lot of wrestling talk on Giant Bombcast occasionally, which is a video game podcast I listen to, but they talk about wrestling.
So Tieran is now becoming knowledgeable about wrestling, because apparently some of his Loading Ready Run podcasts have been talking about wrestling as well. But what's funny is they're all talking about it from a story perspective, and like how the plot and characters are developing and stuff. Man. But now he's getting to know who all these people are and everything.
See, like, I just see, because I'm only watching it for about half an hour, 45 minutes a given time, I'm only catching like a third to half of the show on Monday.
Yeah.
There's Monday Night Raw, and there's Wednesday Night SmackDown, and there's NXT, and it's all these other things that are going on all the goddamn time. And so I don't know what the fuck's going on. I just like, oh, it's that one Irish wrestler lady who just keeps getting jobbed on, who gets her ass kicked every time I see her. Poor gal. and this is what's bad, is like, I like her shtick. She's like this, she's the Irish last kicker or whatever is her shtick.
That's kind of funny.
And she has like this steampunk aesthetic and flame red hair. And I actually looked her up. when I remembered her name, and she actually is a very accomplished wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been doing stuff in the UK and in Ireland and whatever. And now she's WWE main stage, and it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't get to main stage WWE until you've pulled some good shit. And like The Rock has three of his cousins in the wrestling now.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns and the Usos, if I'm remembering correct. That, you know, so it's like a family dynasty. You know, The Rock's making literally billions of dollars
being
the fucking Rock. And, you know, his family is continuing the thing of, you know, Roman Reigns is the fucking headliner. He's the prime character. He set up
like a couple generations of his family.
Yeah. That's how wrestling's been for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's family lines. They get in the family business, and that business is wrestling. You know, it's...
That's cool.
You know, it's cool. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you, like, for me, I enjoy it because it's good athleticism. It's very technical skill. Mm. You know, it sometimes they whiff, but for the most part, that's some really fucking demanding acrobatics that you're pulling off. And you're still jumping 10 feet in the air and landing on a motherfucker. Yeah, that is kind of a padded thing, and it has a lot of give, so when you impact it, you're not taking the full impact. But you're still leaping 10 feet on top of a dude onto a flat surface.
Oh, I mean, you know, like stunt people, they're like, they fall 30 feet and they land on like a pile of mattresses, but you're still leaping off of a building.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean, I totally approve of wrestling. It's fun stuff.
It's sort of like, an airbag will save your life, but it'll still break your nose and leave, like, abrasion marks all over your face. An airbag
is fueled by a literal fucking explosion.
Right, yeah. Part of people getting, like bruised ribs and shit. And, like, it's burns. Better than being dead.
Yeah, you can get burns from it.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Fuzz the Femboy Paddlebomb. Yeah, sure. I don't know enough about it to really say, but
And Shiva doing like a full like she could do a like take out a tag team of doing a clothesline with her
boobs,
her long chicat torso.
Yeah,
and then pin one guy with her front with like her forelimbs and her arms, and the other one to like sit on him.
Chakats are their own tag team.
That's right. All right, so we have one last email.
Okay.
We'll let him leave me a message. Sorry, dude. Actually, okay. Just making sure. I had a call from Bob coming in, and I'm like, should I pick it up? I don't know. Anyways, last email, and then we'll wrap this up, and then we'll get to go home, and I get to do some streaming and stuff later. So hopefully, maybe a little late for the show this week, but hopefully it'll be just in time. It was indeed Wolfie Man. Hi there, guys. It's the Wolfie Man writing in to relay a question that just to make sure my advice is reasonably sound. Trans friend of mine has been looking for online playmates and maybe more, and about a month ago met a dude who's seemingly pretty compatible and cool. They were going to try starting an LDR, but second thoughts have started to come up on her part as the terms of the relationship started to be spelled out. For the sake of simplicity, my friend will be known as Minnie, and the new guy will be known as Florida.
Florida.
I know Dom's love relationships aren't necessarily the cast things. Hey, Saverin! Waves. So I'll just leave out the details and say that one of the conditions was Florida wanted to be the only person Minnie referred to as her Dom. Now, that's generally fair enough and wasn't really a problem. The problem comes up when Florida also spelled out that he didn't have a problem with Minnie screwing around, RL or online, but that he doesn't want her hugging or snuggling with anybody but him, IRL or online. Minnie happens to be a very physically affectionate person who has been through relationship hell in the past with an obnoxious control freak of a partner and started hearing about those little warning bells go off at hearing that.
Yeah.
Right now they're kind of calling it off, and we'll talk about things early next week. I have advised Minnie that warning bells are probably good to listen to. Florida says he's been hurt before and doesn't want to be hurt again, but to me his insistence on emotional fidelity from the very start of a relationship with somebody he's only known for a month, and online only at that, suggests that he's probably going to be much more possessive and much more quickly than is healthy. I can understand not wanting to be hurt, but trust and intimacy, especially of an emotional sort, is the sort of thing that takes time to build up and going steady levels, isn't it? Not something that should necessarily be expected right off the bat. If you could answer this one on the show, it'd be appreciated, knowing I'm right to be encouraging many to take this slow, or if my vast collection of true crime audiobooks and podcasts is getting to me. Until next time, I remain howlingly yours, the Wolfie Man.
So let's talk about Ed Gein. No, kidding.
So,
I mean, it might not even the emotional fidelity thing. Like, I'd make that a whole separate thing. But hugging and snuggling, that's like, okay, that's something that, like, number one, a lot of furries do anyway. And if she's allowed to play around, now I know when, you know, when I'm having sex with someone, hugging or snuggling afterwards is like perfectly normal, you know. What he's kind of saying is someone else could fuck you, but then they can't touch you in an affectionate but less sexual way. Seems really weird.
Yeah, just a bit. That, I mean, warning bells definitely in this case. Because, you know, if you, because, like, seriously, let's think a scenario here. So, friend of yours gets fucked in half. It's a really good time. And they can't be like post-coital snuggling? Be like, ah, thanks for fucking me in half, now get out. Nah, man. That's not cool.
It's like that drawing that Seth Pup did where, like, the bear whose, like, arm is as thick as the bottom's thigh has fucked him. And then he says, I love you. And Seth Pup goes, get out of me.
or think of it this way, also, like, in Boondock Saints, where it's like, aren't you going to cuddle?
Fag. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, I especially think if her warning bells are going off, it is usually a good idea to at least acknowledge your instinct. And if you've had experience with something like this in the past, you kind of know, even on a subconscious level, what to look for. And, yeah, her warning bells are going off. I'd say it's time to step back a bit or renegotiate the terms of the relationship.
Yeah, that's... Remember, you if your warning bells are going off and other people are like, yeah, you should probably listen to them, you should probably listen to them.
Yeah.
So, that is all of our emails for this week.
It is indeed.
And it's only 9:36, Fuzz.
Yay!
We get to leave before 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night. Isn't that amazing?
That is awesome.
I have some gluten-free cookies in the kitchen if you want one. Anyways.
That's okay, Saverin. I'm trying to cut down on my gluten-free.
Yeah, went to Town Talk today. Got a five-pound wheel of Baby Swiss and a bunch of other stuff. It's a literal five-pound wheel of cheese. It's like a deli thing of cheese. I paid $15
for it. I will take that cheese and fucking roll it home.
Yeah. All right. So, as always, you can email us at notcast@foxstuffers.com. You can contact us via Tumblr at notcast.tumblr.com. You can find us on Patreon. We do have a Patreon, and every little bit helps support the show. Patreon.com/notcast. Every little bit helps there. You can find me on Twitter at Saverin Drake. You can find me on Twitch at Saverin. You can find me on YouTube at as you can search for Saverin Drake, or you can go to justafox.com, and that'll take you right to my YouTube channel. Buzz, chill time.
Yay! You can follow my personal account on Twitter is Fuzzwolf. You can follow my physical bookstore at Verplanet, my ebook store at Bad Dog Books. Add .com to the end of both of those to go there to the website. And I'm also on Tumblr, but I don't really use much these days.
I use mine for porn.
That's as it should be. It's probably the best use of Tumblr. And dank
Overwatch memes.
Yeah, dank memes and porn.
An aesthetic.
Yeah, and like, and weird European architecture.
Oh, you see that the llamas in the mist picture from Architecture of Doom?
I have not looked at Tumblr in like 4 months.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
The last time I looked at Tumblr was when I was updating Knopcast's Tumblr.
Oh. And I made sure that episode 321 was up on the Tumblr today.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Cool. So...
those are the places to find me, apart from at a con.
Yep. So. And we'll be at Free Siesta Saturday, at least.
Yep.
And we will be partying hard there. And by partying hard, you mean come buy your books, or buy my jewelry, or leather bracelets, or plushies. I'll have some plushies. So.
Now you have to drop this episode, like, super fast.
Well, I'm going to.
Totally.
So,
drop it like it's hot.
That note, good night.
And horse pussy.
Yeah. And they can't be like post-coital snuggling? Be like, ah, thanks for fucking me in half, now get out. Mm-hmm. Nah, man. That's not cool.
It's like that drawing that Seth Pup did where, like, the bear whose, like, arm is as thick as the bottom's thigh is fucked to him, and then he says, I love you. And Seth Pup goes, get out of me.
or think of it this way also, like, in Boondock Saints, where it's like, aren't you going to cuddle?
Fag. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, I especially think if her warning bells are going off, it is usually a good idea to at least acknowledge your instinct. And if you've had experience with something like this in the past, you kind of know, even on a subconscious level, what to look for. And, yeah, her warning bells are going off. I'd say it's time to step back a bit. Or renegotiate the terms of the relationship.
Yeah, that's... Remember, if your warning bells are going off and other people are like, yeah, you should probably listen to them, you should probably listen to them.
Yeah.
So, that is all of our emails for this week.
It is indeed.
And it's only 9:36, Fuzz.
Yay!
We get to leave before 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night. Isn't that amazing?
That is awesome.
Have some gluten-free cookies in the kitchen if you want one. Anyways.
That's okay, Saverin. I'm trying to cut down on my gluten-free.
Yeah, went to Town Talk today. Got a 5-pound wheel of Baby Swiss and a bunch of other stuff. It's a literal 5-pound wheel of cheese. It's like a deli thing of cheese. I paid $15
for it. I will take that cheese and fucking roll it home.
Yeah. All right. So, as always, you can email us at notcast@foxstuffers.com. You can contact us via Tumblr at notcast.tumblr.com. You can find us on Patreon. We do have a Patreon, and every little bit helps support the show. Patreon.com/notcast. Every little bit helps there. You can find me on Twitter at Saverin Drake. You can find me on Twitch at Saverin. You can find me on YouTube at as you can search for Saverin Drake, or you can go to justafox.com and that'll take you right to my YouTube channel. Buzz, chill time.
Yay! You can follow my personal account on Twitter is Fuzzwolf. You can follow my physical bookstore at For Planet, my ebook store at Bad Dog Books. Add .com to the end of both of those to go to the website. And I'm also on Tumblr, but I don't really use much these days.
I use mine for porn.
That's as it should be. It's probably the best use of Tumblr. And
Overwatch memes.
Yeah, dank memes and porn.
An aesthetic.
Yeah, and weird European architecture.
Oh, you see that the llamas in the mist picture from Architecture of Doom?
I have not looked at Tumblr in like 4 months.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
The last time I looked at Tumblr was when I was updating Knopcast's Tumblr.
Oh. And I made sure that episode 1321 was up on the Tumblr today.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Cool. So...
those are the places to find me, apart from at a con.
Yep.
So.
And we'll be at Free Siesta Saturday, at least.
Yep.
And we will be partying hard there. And by partying hard, you mean come buy your books, or buy my jewelry, or leather bracelets, or plushies. I'll have some plushies. So.
Now you have to drop this episode, like, super fast.
I'm going to.
Totally.
So,
drop it like it's hot.
That note, good night.
And horse pussy.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code NOT at checkout and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping when you enter offer code NOT. That's KNOT at AdamandEve.com.